Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And of course, this is your host, Allison, and thanks a lot for tuning into my show this evening. You know, I am always happy that you're here. Hey, one thing at the start of the hour, I know we got a lot of listeners listening to the show. So, you know, if y'all don't mind, just take a quick minute, maybe send a prayer out for Vincent Berra. He is a really wonderful spiritual teacher. He's also a psychic medium, and he underwent some heart surgery, and he's really having a difficult time of it. So, you know, if y'all could just take a moment and just send a little prayer up for, you know, his continued recovery, that would be a really wonderful thing. There's a lot of power in prayer. So we love you, Vincent. Get better soon. Okay, so let's move on to my guest this evening. I have the wonderful John Davis on the show this evening, and some of you might recognize John because he's been on the show before, and he is a speaker, a teacher, and a healer who shows us that the message teachers, prophets, and avatars have brought us, and that message is very simple, to be love. And to date, 19 different psychics have told John of his past life as John the Beloved Apostle, included a certified ARE psychic Atira Hatton and renowned intuitive Judy Goodman. This led John to find a past life regressionist, and under hypnosis, John remembered meeting and walking with and learning from Jesus. And so amazing were these circumstances around the discovery of who John was and the information that came from the past life regression, that the gifted intuitive and author Sharon Prince wrote a book about their shared experiences entitled John of Old, John of New, The Awakening of an Apostle. And since this event happened, John certainly has had many miraculous events in his life. And since this time, also hundreds of healings and life-altering experiences have transpired through John's assistance working with people. And now John travels teaching his messages, and I got to say, you know, I'm going to tell you right up front, I had an opportunity to actually meet John, and I actually had a healing from John. And I'm going to be honest with you people, and I know I'm making John hang out in the sidelines, but oh well, let me tell my story. So I had a healing with John. I actually went to see him. And I tend to be, I mean, I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in the infinite possibilities of everything, and I try to be very open to everything. But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a hard sell. I really am. But I just saw his face, and something just told me to go see him. And I had been experiencing, I was told I had arthritis in my back. I had some bursitis going on in my hip. I was not walking well for the better part of a year. I was in pain constantly. And I went to see John, and I have to say that what John did in that healing, what he did with his hands, the energy that I felt, I walked away from that encounter, and I tell you, I've not had any pain since. So I happened to be one of the people that John healed, and so it is, and he's a wonderful person to boot. He's just an amazing, wonderfully warm, loving, compassionate person. So it is my absolute pleasure to bring John onto the show. Hey, John, did you fall asleep? Or are you still with me?
I am definitely still with you, and it is always an honor and a privilege to be here with you and your listeners, because it's just lovely to hear that story, because I've heard so many of those kind of stories, but it's lovely to hear someone such as yourself who has, you know, been with a lot of different spiritual people to be able to say, yeah, I truly did have an experience. And so bless you for taking the faith to take your healing.
Well, you know, it's like this, you know, when, you know, I've been working with healers and psychics and mediums and astrologers and you name it, been around them for many. And as I said, you know, it's like, I really, it takes a lot to impress me. And so you, my dear, your healing was amazing for me. But also, you know, sometimes when a person just opens their heart to someone and there's a resonation there to someone who has a beautiful heart, and I can honestly say that the goodness and the love that flows from you is an energetic thing as well. I know that you're a humble person, and I know that you know I'm going on and on. But hey, you are pretty darn wonderful, if you ask me. So it was my pleasure.
I'm sorry. Stop it. My headphones are starting to get tight on my head.
Well, I do want to point out. And then this is one of another person that I absolutely adore is Susan Duvall, and she does a lot of seminars in our area, which is southeastern Pennsylvania. It can be South New Jersey, Maryland. Susan puts on some wonderful, amazing seminars, brings in the best of the best. And I just want to point out that John, you're going to be here the 11th through the 13th in our area.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm coming in Friday night on the 11th from 7 to 9. I'm doing a speech called The Simple Path, and it's all about awakening to your simple place in creation. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday morning, I'm going to be doing a workshop about how to walk that simple path and how to you know step into your role of creator. And mm-hmm. then I'm opening myself up for Saturday afternoon, Sunday. And now it looks like Monday as well, because we're booking up very quickly for private sessions Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday as well.
Well, I just want you to know, I think I personally kind of sicked a few people on you. No, actually, I actually rearranged your lunch hour one day, because I was doing readings for Susan this weekend, and I just said, you know, some clients, you know, I was talking to, and I said, oh, he's coming next week. You really got to see him. So I think I messed up your lunch hour by...
well, for me, it's not messing up the lunch hour. For me, it's all about doing the work and being there
sure.
to help people do that, have their, you know,
right.
have
right.
their step into their role, right?
Right. Well, I absolutely was excited that you were coming, mostly because I wanted to attend one of your seminars. But unfortunately, my grandson's birthday is this weekend, and I have to go to New York. So I'm sorry, I'm going to be missing you. Otherwise, I would be sitting there front row and center. So,
well, I'm sure we'll be doing more.
Okay. Well, just in case anyone is listening and might be interested in attending either one of those seminars, or possibly if John's going to open himself up for an extra day of healings, please visit www.susanduvalseminars.com, and that Duval is spelled D-U-V-A-L, seminars.com. And if you go on our website, you can just click on the events button, and that'll give you all the information, contact, and otherwise. Maybe you'd like to see John. Now, John, we hadn't even got started talking about you yet, and I think I heard a beep, which means we've had somebody call into the show. So let me just hop on over and see who's calling. So who's calling
sure.
in? Hello, caller. Do we have a caller online? If so.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's calling?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my dear.
Hi, it's Allie.
Hi, Allie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And I'm assuming that you called in. And what I was going to tell our listeners that you know, we do, of course, want to talk about how John got to be where he is now, and I'm sure we're going to have time for that. But also, John, being the warm and kind and wonderful person that he is, you know, I asked John, I said, you know, John, if because I know when I was sitting in front of him in person, let me tell you, and I have to say this, I'm sorry, I have to say this. When you're with John in person, there's an incredible energy that you feel during the healing, but even more so, I'm a great observer. There's very little that I miss. And so what I was noticing about John's hands, besides the energy, was that there was like every muscle in his hands were twitching. I mean, fingertips, palm, thumb, everything was twitching as John was doing his energy healing, which, of course, got my attention because I was sitting there it wasn't that I wasn't paying attention to the healing, John, but I was, the Spock in me was going, how does he do that? That is just bizarre. I couldn't do that if I wanted to. Okay, so my Spock kicked in for a minute, and I was observing John's hands, as well as feeling the energy, and luckily it turned out real well for both of us. But getting back to the radio show, and I said to John, I said, John, if I bring you on the radio show, I said, you know, can we do healings for people over the phone? Can we do this? And John said, absolutely. So one of the things that I want all of our listeners to know, that besides having this wonderful discussion, mostly it's me talking right now. I'm sorry about that, John.
No, you're great. You're great.
Well,
you're great.
I'm your best cheerleader. I'm cheerleading you. So anyhow, besides me talking about John, John is actually going to be doing healings for people that call into the show. So I'm assuming that Allie called in for healing. Would that be true, Allie?
That would be absolutely correct. You have raved about me for the better part of a year to me, and I said, I have to call. I need to say hello to this man, and I need to thank him for working on you, because I know how skeptical you are, and if he's, you know, done what's done for you, that man gets a thumbs up in my book.
Okay, well, there you go. Good, the Allison Good Housekeeping seal of approval, apparently. Okay. So I'm going to turn you over to John, Allie, and let him do his thing.
Okay.
Hi, Allie.
Hi,
how are
John.
You? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I could be better.
well, that's where we start. What could be better?
Just an overall energy, you know, kind of thing. I've been experiencing lots of little different issues over the last few years, and you know, I work in the same field as both of you, and we give out, and it's hard to sometimes take the energy back the way we're supposed to, and so I think
it's part of the catalyst. Let me first say you were born very empathic. I don't know if you know that or not.
I was born what? I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
Very empathic, like you're an empath. And the interesting thing about the empath is the empath tends to have a situation where they collect as opposed to allowing it to flow naturally. And so what happens a lot with you, and this is just me picking this up, but what happens a lot with you is that you want to be of service and help people, but you tend to take on their energy. Is this correct?
All the time. Yes.
All the time, yes. Okay, so we share that in common, because that's exactly how I grew up. I was the same exact way. And what happened to me and how I shifted to fix that was I actually had to make a conscious choice to not be a collector. And what I chose to be instead was a doorway for healing. And I don't allow any loiterers in my doorway. And so what I do is by consciously thinking of myself as a doorway that's open, that flows back and forth, that does not collect, then I gave myself the opportunity to release those energies. So you say you're in the metaphysical kind of world? You do that work?
I'm a spiritual, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most people who are drawn to that kind of work are naturally empathic anyway, but... So my next question would then be, when you were younger, did you feel that you were connected more to animals than to people?
When I was?
When you were younger, or even possibly now, did you feel that you got along with your pets better than you do people?
Oh, absolutely. Animals and babies.
Animals and babies, yep. Okay. So here's the reason why. Animals and babies love unconditionally. Animals and babies love without any expectation. And so what happens is when you come here with a completely open heart, and you know, there's a lot of people in this world right now who come here in that way. You come here with a completely open heart, and so now you naturally expect it to be unconditional, and yet the world shows you very conditional. People have expectations, and they expect things. That and they don't give you positive reinforcement until you do certain things. And so, that being said, you came here with this complete wanting and desire for unconditional love, and you are naturally drawn to animals and babies because they love that way. The tough part is when we take on people's stuff, we carry their condition, which then weighs us down and then holds us in place and makes us have some issues. Do you have digestive issues?
Yes.
Digestive issues.
That's one of the little things I mentioned that sort of plagues me a little bit. So, and that's exactly what I've got going on right now with my throat. I've been having a lot of trouble swallowing.
You say with your throat?
Right now, it's in my throat. I've been having a lot of trouble swallowing.
Yeah. Do you have a hard time speaking your truth to those around you?
I'm very upfront and very straightforward with most people, and then there was other people that were in part of my life that I sort of held myself to what I should say, and I finally took that energy and did what I had to do only within the last 3 weeks. And so now all of a sudden this whole throat issue's come up again for me.
Sure, because
only it's worse this time.
Now you're releasing, and now, you know, when if you think about spiritual energy like water, it has to flow. And when we put up blockages in front of water, what eventually happens is something has to break down for that water to flow. And so what's happening now is something is breaking down your voice, your throat, your digestive system, because it has to flow naturally. So here's what I'd like you to do for me right now, is I'd like you to take a very big, deep breath, and I would like you to, on your exhale, I want you to completely relax your body. And give yourself permission to completely relax. How's that feel?
I can actually feel myself really relaxed from that breath out.
What's interesting now is on your next breath, on your inhale, I want you to imagine drawing in unconditional love. Draw in unconditional love and feel it come up through your body to the top of your head, and then breathe it back out again because it has to flow naturally. Let it flow in and let it flow out. Let it flow in and let it flow out. And what will happen is you'll start to feel all of those symptoms start to go away because you're going to be naturally tapping into your natural self and who you are. And because the pain, the stagnation, the issues with your throat and digestive system are not who you are. Those are the resistance against who you are. Take a big breath. Ease it out. How do you feel now?
You know, and on some level, I feel a release.
A release, yeah.
I was a little tense before I called, and I definitely could feel a release, especially in the joint body right now. So,
it's
interesting to me.
Well, you know, there's a lot that we can do, on this phone session. But being on a radio show, of course, we can't go for the full hour or half hour that we do in live sessions.
I appreciate you just talking to me and taking the time, and I'm very honored to see you, and I thank Allison, of course, for having you on the show and for taking the call, and I will definitely be in touch. So thank you.
Okay,
so
great.
Much.
Also, Alec, if you just go to my website, johnapemiel.com, and if you get in, just read some of the blog posts, because there's a lot of stuff in there that would do really well for you to read. And it's all free. There's nothing
okay,
there.
And I'm on Facebook with Facebook friends, so I'm going to go stalk you.
Oh, great.
Okay. All right. So we got your stalker.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Allie.
Thank you.
Okay.
What?
Oh, good. I think what you just said to Allie made an incredible amount of sense to me as I know her. And so I think what you said was right spot on. So I out here listening, I really appreciated what you were saying. And I just want to tell all of our listeners that John really does have a wonderful website, and The address is johnofpeniel.com. It's J-O-H-N-O-F-O-O-F-O-F. Oh, I have to talk to you about that, John. O-F-P-E-N-I-E-L.com. And if you go to John's website, number one, you know, there are messages from John, audios, there's blogs, there's his events, there's certainly healing solutions, the whole biography on John, which, you know, what I said really didn't do justice to the journey that he's been on. And John, on besides doing healings for people, you also do spiritual counseling as well, kind of helping to put people on their path or kind of maybe even working with someone like Ellie to a certain extent to, you know, maybe help them to release blockages and things like that. Was that correct?
Absolutely. Actually, I do what's fun sessions. I also do full life coaching, 6 and 12 months of life coaching. And I do a new thing that I've been doing recently, which has been very successful, is our personalized meditations, where I record a meditation specifically to get you to your goals so that we actually are working with your subconscious mind. So the best way to do it, of course, is to get a phone session and then go right into getting the MP3 for the meditation as well, because then I have an hour for you working with you, so I pretty much know who you are. And then what happens as soon as I finish the phone consultation, I record your meditation so it's all fresh and new. But I can also do it if finances are an issue. I can also do just the meditation by just filling in our questionnaire.
Sure.
And I can create status that way as well.
I do
a lot of that work.
Yeah.
Well, you see, 85% of our life is spent in our subconscious mind, and if we can alter our belief system of our subconscious mind, then we can alter our life experience.
Sure. I agree. Absolutely. Well, anyhow, so again, that's johnofpeniel.com. And, you know, besides life coaching, also the healings. You have a new book. Is that correct, John?
Well, there's a new book out called Signpost Along the Path. It's co-written by my wrangler and partner, Holly Mattson. She basically, what she had done was she spent a long amount of time going through my blog posts and organizing them from the position of fear to love. So it's a journey of writings from fear to love. And then there's another book that's still in the editing phases, unfortunately. And it'll be coming off really soon. It's called The Simple Path.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's in the works as well.
Okay. Well, that's really, and you also participate in like a once a, is it once a week or once a month, like a healing meditation?
Yeah, every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, wherever you are, because if we do it at 9 o'clock in all of our time zones, we actually create a wave. What we're doing is we're doing a healing the earth meditation. And if you go to my website, you can download the guided meditation for free. The goal is to create the Maharishi effect on a global scale.
Ah, I love that.
So if we can, the more of us that do it, and if you're one of those people who doesn't want to download an MP3, you can also go to my website, and that's the one CD that I sell for $5. The rest of them are all $15. But I sell that one for $5 to cover the costs of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So every Sunday night at 9 p.m., regardless of whatever time zone you're in, again, you can go and download the MP3, but that's not hard. That's pretty easy. And then you can just play the actual meditation and join in on the healing, the earth meditation. So that's another really wonderful, I think, walking the walk sort of a thing to do. So I admire that in you. So I'm going to just once again say to our listeners that John is here, and I can't say enough good about him on a personal level from my own experience, but also just knowing the beautiful heart that he has. And you're welcome to call into the show if you wish to speak to John. So I'm just going to give out those numbers really quickly. They're toll-free, 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, and 530-413-4522. And guess what, John? I do believe that we have somebody else calling into the show, so we're going to stop and see who's calling. So who's calling, please?
Right. Hello,
hi. Caller.
Hi. This Hi, is Gail.
It? Gail?
Hi,
Gail. How are you?
I'm good, Allison. How are you?
I'm very well. And you would like to speak to John?
Yes, please. Hi, John.
Hi, Gail. How are you? Hi, Gail.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
That's good.
So tell me what's happening with you.
A lot of things, but the one I was going to ask you about was I've had chronic laryngitis for years now, and going back to approximately 2004, and then my voice came back around, I don't remember, I think I want to say around 2005, but then it's been laryngitis ever since, and I would like to get it back again because I would like to study my acting again and possibly do either acting or voiceover acting and, you know, be able to make some money so that I can give back and help other people. And I need to get my voice strong and back to be able to do any of that.
Absolutely. Well, when I'm not doing this work, I'm actually a theater director, and I direct plays all over the Northeast Ohio region.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand exactly what you're talking about, but let me delve into some things here because there's a very interesting experience that I noticed immediately in what you're saying, and the experience is something that's very important is knowing your present moment and what you're creating in your present moment, and your words are, you know, I need this, I want this, I have to have this. And in reality, those words are the creator of your experience because of the fact that what we put faith in our present moment is what we are creating. And if we're staying in the place of need and want, that creates nothing in the present moment but wanting and needing. And so in the reality of it is that we need to, first of all, shift your perspective to creating health in this moment, as opposed to creating wanting and needing. So, is this the moment that you're going to accept a healing and step forward in perfect health? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. So right now in this moment, you are going to accept that healing. So let's tap into some other stuff as well. So you said you had laryngitis and it got better.
Mm-hmm.
Were you afraid that it was going to come back?
No, it had first gone away when my nanny, my grandma, I called her nanny, she passed away in 2004, and I cried a lot because she lived with my mother and I. And long story short, eventually it came back a long time after. I'm not sure exactly when. And then I believe it was around 2005 or 6 again, it went away, and then it just never came back.
Right, right.
And I've had tests done, and they don't find anything wrong medically, so that's very good news.
Right. Well, let me share a story about a family member of mine, because I think it will be a very interesting one for you. My mother suffered from laryngitis in a very big way, and she for many, many years was losing her voice, and it all started when she had a tracheotomy during a surgical procedure. And what happened with her was it just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse over the years. And when my father passed away, her voice got better. And it all came down to the point where that she was not allowed to be herself in that situation. And so in that situation, she could not say the things that she wanted to say to him. And so she ended up with laryngitis. Now that's a very, very much a psychosomatic sort of response. But if you look at it from the response of, I believe that I can't speak this, or I believe I can't say this, then your body is going to create that experience. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So my question then has to be...
You have to believe you can do things to be able to get them done.
Exactly. So So I guess my question then is there an experience in your life that you feel that you haven't been able to speak your mind?
You mean now or back then?
Either or, because you're having the same situation now.
I mean, it's been going on so long, it's hard to say. I mean, years ago, I didn't have laryngitis, but I was a doormat, and, you know, people took advantage of me and never spoke up for myself. But that was a long time ago, and I had a good voice. And then now, I'll speak up. I mean, I will speak up. I tend not to try to argue, but if someone's, like, really beating on me, I'll speak up. I'll speak my mind and stick up for myself, not try to carry on an argument, but stick up for myself. So I will speak up now for myself. So I would think that my voice would be good now.
Okay, so you would think that your voice would be good now. Okay, that right there is a statement of believing that it's not. So let's believe that right now we're shifting into perfect health, okay? What I'd like you to do is go ahead and take your very big breath, just like we did with the last caller. Big breath, and I want you to relax. And I want you to realize in this moment that you are perfect the way you are. And in this moment, your perfect voice is coming back to you because in this moment, at this time, as you breathe out, you are allowing those muscles to relax. You're allowing your physical body to say, I am me. I am 100% allowed to speak my mind in any way, shape, or form. And I am grateful for this joyful, perfect health that I am receiving. So just take a big breath and relax and just think, I am receiving perfect health. I am receiving perfect health. On your inhale, I am receiving perfect health. There you go. And then on your inhale, breathe in that perfect health and feel it come up into your body. Feel it come up through your body to the top of your head and breathe it back out. And feel the muscles of your neck and your throat relax. And realize, as you do this, as you are now receiving that perfect health. Now, I will tell you a couple of things that happen when I've worked with people with laryngitis before. What usually happens is about a day after we work like this, is they have a massive coughing fit. and what happens is they have this massive coughing fit, and it basically breaks it free, but... I had a lady in Florida who had very serious laryngitis, and she ended up having a massive coughing fit and going to the hospital thinking she was having something serious going on. They're like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. But she ended up, but that was the moment that broke her loose. So realize when you say, I am receiving perfect health, that means right now in this moment, it is starting to come into your experience. And the more you relax into that experience of believing I am receiving that perfect health, then you will feel that experience, and that experience will slowly come in around you over the course of the day or so. It's not gonna be snapping to your experience immediately, typically. Sometimes it does, but I would say just relax, breathe, and know full well I am receiving that perfect health and perfect voice. And I'll tell you something else. If you want a career doing acting or voiceover work, the key to that is to say, I am a professional actor, and I am a professional voiceover person. And to stay in that mindset, because that's when the universe and God will give you the opportunities to do that, including your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Hey, I do affirmations, and I believe all that stuff. I have a lot of faith, and
Let me say something here, though. Affirmations are one thing. Affirmations are affirming something up. Declarations are statements. And I am, which is what Moses said God's name was, I am is a statement, not an affirmation.
I see.
What I'm asking you to do is declare, not affirm.
Okay.
Okay, I am receiving perfect health. And just believe it, and you'll see it. How do you feel?
I feel more relaxed, even my breathing, because I have a little bit of asthma, and, or so they say. I don't know. I have still trouble breathing sometimes in my upper chest. and I'm breathing better, and I feel more relaxed. So I don't know if my voice sounds any better yet, but like you said, it usually takes about a day or so.
You sound great.
She actually sounds good. Gail, you actually sound better to me already. So,
really?
So you are in a perfect state of health, sweetie.
Good job.
Thanks for calling in, sweetie.
Oh, thank you both so much. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. I know that we have another caller calling in, but I'm going to just hang with us just for a minute, caller, because I just want to go back to something that you said there, John. And I want to kind of go back to my own experience when before, I mean, I always was fascinated with the metaphysical, always fascinated with numerology, but I never was a numerologist. But it came to a point where my hand, I was actually made a living as an artist, but my hand kind of broke and I couldn't do that anymore. And I kind of put the message out there that if God wanted me to go and help people with what I knew about numerology, then just to open a doorway for me, and I promised I would go through that door. And it was like within a couple of weeks after that I got an opportunity to, you know, do numerology. But when you start off from obscurity, meaning nobody knows that you exist, so therefore who knows enough to call you for help or even know you can help them, you're in a place of obscurity, but you really have a desire and an intention and a wanting to help people. So every morning I got up and I said, I am an extremely successful professional numerologist who helps people every day through her readings. And that's what I said to myself every single day that I got up when, in all intents and purposes, I didn't have a career to speak of. But every day I got up and I am a successful numerologist and I help people every day. And through the years, and it honestly, one door opened after another, after another, after another. And sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for, because my phone rings off the hook. Those people calling me for readings so that I can help them was another thing that I said, and my phone rings off the hook. So it's really kind of, to me, what you just said was what I lived. And every day I got up and said, I am. Not I want to be, I am. And
I am.
So that's just a pure testimony to what you just said, just through my own personal experience. So I thought that was pretty cool. Well, I wanted to share it.
And you think about this, too. When if you look at it biblically, when Moses talked to the burning bush, he says, what is your name? The bush says, I am that I am. And so... Mm-hmm. The first I am would be the result of the choices that he makes.
Mm-hmm.
I am that I am. So you did it exactly the way the Bible says to do it, even. And if you want to look at it from another perspective, you know, Gandhi said, "Be the change you want to see in the world."
Sure.
He didn't say wish or pray for it. He said, "Be it."
Mm-hmm. And I literally made up an appointment sheet. I wrote out what would I need to know if somebody called me for. I had appointment sheets made up. I got a day runner, set up a whole desk. You know, I was like, I was every single day I got up, even though the phone didn't ring in the beginning. You know, but the opportunities kept coming and kept coming and kept coming, until one day it was so obvious to me that this I am. You know, successful numerologist, professional, and I help people every day, and I'm living that, which I am. So anyhow,
and you know, to throw one back at you, you know, in my life, I've had a lot of numerology readings, but I have never had one as accurate or as profound as the one that you gave for me, my wife, and my son.
I appreciate it.
It's the honest to God truth. And it's been wonderful, and I still go back and look at it and listen to it.
One thing I like to do, you know, because I realize the validation, I really feel that your soul speaks to you through your numerology reading, that it's not that you don't already know this stuff, it's just you need to be reminded. And so I feel that it's always a privilege for me to look at someone's soul through their chart and share that information with people. So I really appreciate you saying that. But let's get to our caller. We can stop the mutual admiration and we'll go to our caller.
Let's do that.
Okay, so who's calling, please? Caller? Hello, do we have a caller on the line? Was I mistaken, or do we have somebody?
Yeah, hi. This is Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And I'm assuming you want to speak to John, so I'm going to turn you over to John.
Okay. Hi, John.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good, thanks. You know, I already am a big fan. I suspect I've seen your work because for years I've gone to see Tecumseh in Chillicothe.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked on Tecumseh?
I have never worked at Tecumseh. I spent most of my entertainment career at doing a comedy show at Renaissance festivals all over the country, and that eventually took me to 28 countries and over 4,000 live performances around the world.
Wow, that's really neat. My great grandfather matriculated at Oberlin. I'm from Ohio.
And that's funny because I teach in the theater department at Oberlin.
Yeah, I knew that from and you're an artist, right? I'm an artist too, and I team teach with a theater person, an arts, interdisciplinary arts thing. So that's really cool. Really proud of your work.
So what's going on with you?
I did want to say this. So real fast, John. So are you not John the Baptist, but John the disciple that would be the supposed author of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. I'm not John the Baptist. John the Beloved.
I had a dream when I was a teenager, and I was, Jesus said to me, thou art my beloved disciple, Jude. And I don't know, you know? So maybe we might have shared a past life or something.
I you know what? I would be pretty hypocritical of me to think otherwise. I believe.
we're both artists. We're both college professors. That's what, you know? Isn't that interesting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll tell you the interesting thing to me is that you know, it really doesn't matter who anybody was 2,000 years ago. It only really matters what they're doing right now. But I have to tell you, for me, it was very fascinating to go back and do the regressions and see that teaching firsthand. That was kind of amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And are one of your books about that, like kind of stripping away New Testament Christianity and just saying, okay, this is really what he said, or...
Well, I'll tell you an interesting. That's very, very great. That's a great question. I am very much a present moment kind of guy, and I'm all about how we're creating our experience now. Now, there is an author out right now named Nick Bunick who is under regression. Remember being the Apostle Paul, and Nick is very much about cleaning up the past and taking on the church and all that kind of thing, and. The original book about Nick is called The Messengers. It was by Gary Harden. And then Nick wrote a book called In God's Truth, and he just wrote another book, and unfortunately I don't have the name of that right now, but it's available on Amazon. If you search Nick Bunick, or go to nickbunick.com, B-U-N-I-C-K, you'll
find out. You said In God's Truth?
In God's Truth was the second book he wrote, but his latest book is the one that talks directly to the church and various aspects of Christianity and the birth thereof, and he goes against the church pretty hard in that book, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so John, here's my thing. Unfortunately, my ex was molesting my son, and my son has special needs, and it's been 2 years since he disclosed, and 3 years since I'm kind of waiting on a man. Unfortunately, he's a very powerful man, and so any kind of energy that you could help that would move this. I know everything's unfolding as it should. It's a divine right plan, yada, yada, yada. I know all that.
Okay, well, hang on. Well, let's stop there. Let's stop there because I don't believe what you just said. Okay?
You mean that I don't believe it?
No, I don't believe that there is a divine plan. I believe I believe numerology says that these things are happening and can happen in your life, and that's true and great. However, you still have free will and you still have free choice. And if you look at it from the aspect of being the creator of your experience, you have the ability to do anything you want in this world. And one of those things...
Yeah, I believe that too.
And if you look at it from the aspect of the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. nowhere in there does it say ask it if it's in your divine plan. You can have it. And it also doesn't say ask, and if you're pretty cool, you can have it, or ask it if I want you.
The
to
problem,
have it.
John, is I still the thing I really want to ask for is for him to be dematerialized, just to disappear, go away, die.
Right, well, how about instead of focusing on him at all?
Yeah.
Why not focusing on the perfect people coming into my experience to better this experience?
Yeah,
because let me tell you, I have been through
attorneys and multiple doctors and therapists, and I have not been satisfied. So imagine, it's a nightmare.
And so let me ask you a question: when you go into the next experience with the next person, do you go in there saying this is the perfect person, or are you going there saying I wonder if this is going to work?
Yeah, maybe wonder if it's going to work.
Yeah, see, well, that's focusing on the negative. Now, let me tell you a quick story that has nothing to do with your story except for one aspect. When I was on the road performing, and I was married to a woman who really wanted to get off the road, and she said, we're getting off the road. Where do you want to live? I said, I don't care where we live as long as it's not Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because I didn't want to live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania because I had a bad experience there while I was in college. And I don't care where it is. I just don't live in Pittsburgh. Just don't live in Pittsburgh. And she says, well, where do you want to live? I said, I don't care, as long as it's not Pittsburgh. Do you know that I could hear the Steelers playing from my front porch? If what you focus on, you get. What you focus on, you get. And so if you're focused on, I wonder if this is going to work, that's because you're focused on the negative outcome.
Right? Yeah.
I am receiving the perfect experience for my my life. I'm experiencing the perfect experience for my special needs child, and staying in the mindset of creating something positive as opposed to something negative. And in reality, it is, if you want to create a good experience, creating anything negatively is just silly. it's just silly.
It's just what?
I mean, if you think it's silly.
Yeah.
So, if we can create positive stuff, why would we create negative, right? So the issue is that you've had past experiences that have shown you that this is not going to go well. And so your subconscious belief says this is a tough road, whereas when you shift to having a...
Unfortunately, everybody around me sees the same thing. They see it, they see it as a much tougher road even than I see it. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely. Because let me tell you, your outer experience is just a mirror of your inner belief, and the people will come around you with the same beliefs to mirror it back to you.
Gotcha.
If you're surrounded by a bunch of people who are saying this is a negative experience, it's because in your experience you're having a negative experience, and you're putting faith in that. What you have to do is shift from.
John, just a sec. I don't mean to cut in, but I'm just going to cut in and just tell you, you got to move it along because we're almost running out of time. So
okay. I'll get off.
I know you guys could go on for another 15 minutes here, so that's why I'm just giving you the... here's the red light, warning light, okay?
Well, okay, great. Yeah. Thanks, Al.
You're welcome.
Hey, John, I'm really proud of the work you do.
Oh,
I'm really proud of the work
you
do. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. Hey, don't go away yet. Real quick. Right now... choose to create the perfect experience and ask for it, because the Bible says ask and you shall receive. So I am is how you ask. I am receiving the perfect experience from me and my special needs child. Amen. And you know what amen means? Amen means so be it. Means right now. Means it's done. That's all you got to do. And all you have to do is ask and believe. Ask believers.
Gotcha.
Okay. You don't really need much energy work in this situation. I'll put a prayer out for this, but I don't think we really need to go through the whole breathing aspect because I think you understand. I also believe that you did have an experience, several thousand years ago, and I think that you know that within yourself that's true.
Yeah.
And you know that
we
you
may
know
have
what
met
it's
before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I totally
cool.
believe it.
I really I like your work, and I really love the female nude. I do That's what I do, female nude abstractions.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. That's fun. It's fun.
Thank you so much.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Thanks for
calling
Have
a blessed night, guys.
And thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
All right. sorry, I didn't mean to cut in, John, but I just knew that I wanted to have the opportunity to wrap up with you, and I didn't want to have to cut it off, so I just wanted to give you the time. We got about 5 minutes.
Oh, no, that's great.
Okay.
That's totally great. Totally great.
Okay, and I do want to come in and clarify one point about the numerology. I know that oftentimes I identify certain things and aspects that happen in people's life. I really feel that if you're on autopilot, I feel there's an autopilot. But I feel that when you're alive, when you are aware of your own divinity and your ability to create your life and your experiences, I believe that that's when you take your energy and you actually use it to the max. And I don't feel that we can manifest anything other than what our energy is. That's why if everybody wanted the same thing in life, that's why we're so unique, so much individuals, that certain people, what they would want more than anything is a beautiful home and beautiful children, and other people maybe want fantastic careers. That's why we're so different, but we're going to always manifest according to our energy. It's when you know you're a creator, you know you can manifest, you know you can bring this in by being it, that's when you take control. And so, you know, I heard what you said about numerology, and I have a whole other take on that. The other thing I wanted to say to everyone is our last caller did mention that John is an artist, and he absolutely is. And one of the things that you can see on his website, I'm not sure which tab you click on it, but you can actually see John's artwork. And John really gifted me with a very beautiful painting of Buddha, and it's one of my most prized treasures, and it's just gorgeous. So you're not only, you're talented in so many different aspects as an actor, as a teacher. I mean, John the Apostle, I don't know. I mean, I think you're a little bit of an overachiever, John.
well, thank you. Well, you know, I think that, you know, the more lives you live, the more you pick up and carry with you. I'm very gifted in the fact that I know that if I put my mind to anything, I can achieve it. And there's lots of stories I could tell about that. I'm not going to tell you any of them, but but I can tell you the things that I should not have been able to do, I did, because I knew I could.
Sure. Yes, and I believe that's where you start to take control, and you realize that you actually can create things in your life. And I think that that's something that everyone needs to understand, to see the divinity within them, the fact that they can create everything in their lives. And I think, and what I love most about you is the message is to be love, because every single day when I get up, it's you know, it's like I say to myself, you know, to first and foremost, think kind and loving thoughts, speak kind and loving words, do kind and loving acts, set an example of love, become love, be love. And that's just, you know, something that came to me, I don't know when, but it's just something I say every single day when I say my morning stuff. So, and I love the fact that that's your message. So I just want to redirect everyone again to John's website, which is johnofpeniel.com. And that's johnofpeniel.com. And certainly there's far more on that website than we could possibly cover in this short time that we have together. And I also want to remind anybody that lives in the New Jersey area, southeastern Pennsylvania, even Maryland, that John is going to be in Doylestown, PA, over the weekend doing several seminars as well as healing sessions and probably counseling sessions as well. And if you're interested in times, dates, signing up, go to SusanDuvalSeminars.com, and that's SusanDuvalSeminars.com. John, I can't thank you enough for coming back on the show. You know I love you.
It's quite mutual, quite mutual.
Okay, and I'm sorry I can't see you this weekend, but I know you're going to have a wonderful time. I know that you're going to be busy and doing a lot of really good work, so give Susan a hug for me, will you?
I certainly will. Thank you, Allison. It's always a pleasure to come on your show.
Okay, thanks, John. All right, everybody. Well, that's the show for this evening, and I really appreciate you all stopping in and listening. And for those of you that called in, thank you so much. And, you know, send me an email and let me know how it goes. And I'll be back again next week. I'll be doing Back to the Numerology. And I do want to remind everyone that on the 28th of March, we have Lisa Williams on the show, so I'm really super looking forward to that night as well. So in the meantime, everyone have a wonderful week, and you know I'm always wishing you
abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.